Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
It's funny how topics for the show come up. If you follow me on social media, I posted a text that I received from Lyft. It's the standard message if someone left something in your car. It will say their name, maybe the item, and a contact number so you can call and set up a meeting and return the item. I received one of the text messages, but the item left in the car did not say an item, it was a message. Before I get into what the message said, I want to talk about what happened earlier during the week beforehand. It happened twice this week, which made me take notice. The lady who sent the message was the second person it happened with. Have you ever seen the movie Trapped Behind Enemy Lines? Or better yet, think of a revolution happening and you're part of the resistance building. How would you know, just going through your everyday life, who is with the resistance and who's playing with the other team? Through conversations, there would be certain code words or passwords that would let you know if you're in the club. Think about one of those old school speakeasy clubs that you have to knock on the door, someone answers through some slot, and you have to say the password before they open the door. Walking around these streets is just like that when it comes to being on some different consciousness vibe. One conversation happened while waiting for my car to get serviced. A lady was having a problem with the car and she was waiting for them to figure out how they was going to fix the problem. And what she said about having to deal with the situation, she said a code word, which I heard, keyed in, which led to a free reading and a new listener. Hey there, nice talking with you. Hope you're catching this episode. The next lady who said a code word was the lady who sent the text. I picked this couple up like about 8 or 9 p.m. When I pulled up, there was a moving truck in front. It was an older couple, I believe in their 70s. The guy helped his wife to the car. She was walking slow and was moving kind of fragile. A few months before, I picked a couple up I thought was them, but turns out it was the next street over. The couple who I thought they were was complaining because they had to sell their house, move to an assisted living place closer to their family, which was only about 30 minutes away, but she wouldn't be able to attend the same church she'd been going to for the last 30 years. When I pulled up, I thought, well, they finally got to go. It turns out I had the wrong couple. I asked if they was the same people, and when I said didn't want to move because of church, she said, oh no, that wasn't me. I don't go to church. Church is within, but kind of said it under her breath. I said, excuse me, what did you say? She said, church is within. This was a code word to me because I have Peace Within t-shirts I make. Then she started telling me about Buddhism, and she had a vision when she was young, and that she's a Reiki master. I said, oh wow, I agree with you. In fact, I just did a podcast called I Believe where I was talking about this same subject. I did a brief rundown on what I said on the podcast. Even more surprising, she knew her three major astrology signs. She was a double Aquarius with Pisces energy. She was so intrigued that she wanted to hear the podcast, so I downloaded the Apple Podcast to her phone, pulled it up for her. This whole conversation happened on a 13-minute ride, and when I dropped her off, I helped her out the car. This 70-something-year-old white lady looks at this 48-year-old black man and says, I feel like I just met my soul brother. Went to give me a hug, I was like the virus, so we just bumped elbows and went our way. I forgot during the combo, the husband asked me my views on Trump. I was more interested in what the lady had to say than talking politics, even though I very much enjoy a political conversation with someone who's open-minded. But if someone asks me a question, I answer it. I chalk that up to my Virgo energy. If you don't believe me, go ask someone with Virgo energy a question. Step back and observe the answer. A little disclaimer, watch out for what you ask them. If you're someone who can't handle straightforward, truthful answers, don't ask. My answer was not what he expected and kind of blew his mind. When we got there, I said, "Sorry, sir, I didn't ignore your question. I was just trying to hear your wife. But my opinion of Trump is he's totally not that bad." He asked, "Why do you say that?" "Trump is the real America. He is what America is truly about, but don't want to admit it. To know what you are, you have to see it. Trump is what America's underbelly really looks like. The question is, are we going back for seconds?" I really didn't know his leanings before he asked me the question, but he asked this Virgo a question, so I answered it. By the way, he was not a supporter.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.